Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is back. Now through September 3rd, score up to 70% off everything home. Plus, end summer with can't-miss surprise flash deals. Because at Wayfair, new season means new savings. Like up to 70% off rugs, up to 50% off bedroom furniture, up to 60% off kitchen essentials, and up to 50% off dining furniture. All with fast shipping right to your doorstep. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 3rd for up to 70% off.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I teased the next story. The way I teased it was a little bit on purpose. I made it look like this is on the airline.
Because usually it is the fault of the airline when things go wrong like this.
Yeah, but then I felt kind of bad. When we went to break, I went, man, I feel kind of bad because this isn't on AA. You know what I mean?
Well, people were going to return to the program anyway. So now we're just kind of, you know, clearing the air and making sure all the facts are straight.
Gotcha, bitch. American Airlines, this is out of New York, out of LaGuardia Airport. They found a fetus in their bathroom.
Fetus.
Mm.
Yeah, it was like 5 or 6 months.
Really, really sad. So somebody, I guess, prematurely had a baby in there and just left it?
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to figure it out, right? They saw a pregnant lady come on board, right?
I mean, 5 or 6 months, I feel like you can hide.
I guess. Oof. But can't they look back in at like the tape, the security camera on the plane and see a lady?
Who went to the bathroom when? I imagine it was probably the last person to use that restroom. At least I would like to think so.
Yeah. I think I would know if I was peeing on a fetus.
Or maybe you would tell someone, I would hope.
I would probably say.
You'd probably say something.
It'd be a loud scream from me if that happened. It's kind of gross and sick. It's sad, too. But, I mean, it's one of the most trending stories we had to talk about. I'm not laughing at a dead baby. I'm laughing at the fact that these airlines can't get a break. You know what I mean? It's like a lot of it's on them when dogs die and they drag people out and bash their face open and all that so that an employee can have their seat. But it seems like now, you know, anything that happens automatically, people right now they're going to see this headline and they're going to think, oh, American Airlines kills babies.
Oh, okay. Well, so it wasn't just chilling in the toilet.
No.
Apparently, there was a lot of toilet paper put on top of it, like an obscene amount.
Yeah.
And then when they started to remove the toilet paper, because it looked like someone was trying to hide something, they saw a foot.
That's nightmares, man. Nightmares are made.
If you were the person that cleans up airplanes, that's your last day on the job,
that's
right?
That's my last day.
Yeah, I don't do
you
that.
You don't pay me enough to deal with this kind of BS.
No. I have a very low tolerance for pretty much a lot of stuff, but that right there, I don't even want to fly now, but let me find a foot in a toilet.
No. Not happening.
Not going to happen. I wonder if they tried to flush the, you know what I mean?
Of course they did. It was like they found the foot, so the rest of it was,
suction on those airline toilets is incredible.
It really is.
Like, the first time I went number two on one, I went to do a courtesy flush because I didn't want the whole plane to stink.
It's like, almost not necessary.
But part of me almost left the plane. A couple of parts of me.
Why? You were sitting on the toilet when you flushed?
Yes.
You dumb piece of ass.
I didn't know it was my first time.
You're supposed to stand up, put down the lid, seat, and then you flush.
Who flushes while they're still sitting on the toilet anyway?
I do it all the time. Not on a plane. I courtesy flush all the time.
Hmm.
If I'm in a bathroom, a public restroom, I'm hitting that bitch all the time.
Don't you get, like, you know, splashback and stuff?
Not really.
Yeah, you do.
Did I tell you my New Orleans story about the courtesy flushing?
Negative.
OMG. And we have somebody, whoever's on hold. Ooh, it looks like a celebrity. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come to you in a second. True story. This is about...
I think we need some music.
You think?
Yeah.
All your stories need music.
Way, way back.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Anna. Way to produce. I have so many sounds now. The problem is finding some of my sounds, or because I go to find that sound, and before you know it, I'm hitting the wrong thing, and we're getting right?
What the hell?
This is fine.
The hell is this?
I don't know. I think it's a Hathaway. I have no idea. Let's see here. Yeah. Oh, here we go.
A sushi ball in my mouth.
Nope, that's not it.
Music.
Nope. Oh, I got it. It's right here. All right.
That one's not playing.
No. Oh, I got it. Nope, that's not it. Oh, here we go. Perfect. Yes. Oh, here it is.
I thought the bitch was white!
Anyway, I'm in New Orleans at the Harrah's Casino. Yes, about a month before Katrina. I remember this very clear. I was coming back from Tunica, Mississippi, where I won $17,000 in a poker tournament. So me and a couple of buddies, I'm like, you know what? Let's go spend a day or two in New Orleans on me, guys. Let's go. So we go down there. Then I start winning on the poker tables in New Orleans. Really good. But then I ate so much at the gumbo shop and at Cafe Dumont and all these places that I had to go use the bathroom in the casino really bad. Now, I wasn't the only one. It was a big culinary town. So there's at least 20 stalls in this big-ass bathroom in the casino, all of them occupied, all of us doing the same thing. But the really, really raunchy smell, I'm pretty positive, was coming from my stall. Now, at the front of the bathroom, there was a bathroom attendant. And this man was probably an 85 to 90-year-old black gentleman that looked, he sounded like he's probably from New Orleans his entire life. Adorable guy. Greeted everybody as they left, you know, gave you a paper towel, cologne, all that stuff, you know, on your way out. Well, I'm in there doing my thing. Everybody's doing their thing. And this man, out of nowhere, and it was real quiet in there, too. All you heard was a couple of every now and then. But he goes, I don't know what crawled up inside one of you and died today. But, Lord, please do me and everybody in this casino a favor. Send that to the river. I said, send it to the river. And I couldn't figure out what he was talking about. I'm like, what? And he's like, flush it and send it to the river. I was laughing so hard, but I ended up doing like 10 courtesy flushes because this man was so passionate about me sending my stuff to the river. I did. So anytime I even hear the word river, I think about this guy and I go back in time like, please, Lord, send that to the river.
Get 15% off a set of Brake Mess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.